Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Shots fired incident at Gillette Fishing Lake under investigation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette police are investigating after a reported altercation at Dalby Memorial Park Friday night ended with a man firing a handgun near a vehicle. According to Captain Eric Voss, officers were called to the fishing lake around 9 p.m. after an 18-year-old woman reported that a 24-year-old man had fired a handgun near a vehicle parked at the entrance to the park before leaving the area. Police say the incident began as an argument between the 24-year-old suspect and a 30-year-old man, which escalated into a physical altercation. During the confrontation, the suspect allegedly pulled out a firearm and fired a single shot near the other man's vehicle before fleeing the scene. Investigators say the suspect discarded a Sig Sauer 9mm handgun somewhere in the park prior to leaving. Campbell County Sheriff's Lieutenant Dan Mall said deputies located the pickup a short time later on 7th Street. Gillette police officers arrived and assisted with the traffic stop. Voss says the suspect failed to comply with officers' commands while being removed from the vehicle and was arrested for interference with the police officer. Police also cited a 20-year-old woman who was driving the pickup for minor in consumption and open container after officers observed signs of intoxication and located an open container inside the vehicle. Officers later recovered a handgun and confirmed it had been fired once. No injuries were reported, and the investigation remains ongoing with additional charges possible. Gordon praises repeal of Biden public lands rule as conservation groups push back. Mark Gordon is applauding the Trump administration's decision to repeal the Biden-era Bureau of Land Management public lands rule, calling it a return to true multiple-use management of federal lands. The rule, finalized in 2024 under the Biden administration, placed conservation on equal footing with grazing, mining, recreation, and energy development on BLM-managed lands. Wyoming officials and industry groups had strongly opposed the measure, arguing it gave the federal government too much authority over public land use. In a statement Monday, Gordon praised President Trump and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum for rescinding the rule, saying Wyoming communities have long balanced conservation with responsible land use, supporting energy production, agriculture, wildlife, and local economies. The repeal also received support from energy, mining, and ranching organizations that had challenged the rule in court alongside Wyoming and Utah. Conservation groups, however, criticized the rollback, arguing it weakens protections for wildlife habitat, recreation areas, and public lands already facing pressure from drought and climate change. The Trump administration says repealing the rule restores balance to federal land management and aligns the BLM with its statutory mission of multiple use and sustained yield. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.